Hello and good evening. It's Saturday the 5th of December and you are listening to Chats Entertainment's 25 Reviews of Christmas. So for this episode we go back to the year 2000 for the absolute Christmas classic, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So How the Grinch Stole Christmas tells the story of the bitter and temperamental Grinch played by the absolute comedy legend Jim Carrey, who after being rejected by the Who's of Whosville, has lived most of his life in spiteful seclusion up in the mountains. So the Grinch has always hated Christmas, and he has hated the Who's especially for their constant Christmas cheer. However, when little Cindy Lou Who decides to transcend the festivities' empty commercialism by inviting the Grinch to attend the celebrations, things go terribly wrong. The Grinch is humiliated once more by the Who's, and he vows to seek revenge. So the Grinch hatches a plan accompanied by his reluctant dog Max to ruin Christmas for the Who's by stealing all of their presents and decorations. However, the endearing Cindy Lou helps the Grinch to see the true meaning of Christmas, causing his heart to grow and prompting him to return all of the Christmas presents and decorations he had stolen from the Who's, and he saves the day. As I said, the film stars the comedy legend Jim Carrey, as well as Christine Bransky, Jeffrey Tambor, and Taylor Momsen, and is considered an absolute Christmas classic, and is a firm Christmas favourite for a lot of people. It's also very interesting production-wise overall for a Christmas movie. So its makeup and hair department received an Oscar in 2001 in recognition for their work on the film, and it's said that Carrey's Grinch makeup took 8.5 hours to apply and was worn for 90 days during the production. Carrey is reported to have said that he disliked the makeup, citing it as very claustrophobic, which from what you can see, I could see how he could say such a thing. The funny thing about the Grinch costume, though, is it's actually made of dyed yak hair, which I thought was very, very interesting and really cool. And you would know that, and only I looked it up, I would never have known that. So another interesting fact, actually, I found when researching for this particular episode was the fact that it holds the record, that How the Grinch Stole Christmas holds the record for the most amount of makeup used in a production, beating out the previous record holder, The Wizard of Oz, which was released in 1939, which I think is a huge amount of time for that record to hold, so that's pretty cool. Another fun fact I found out as well about this film was that in the final scene, Cindy Lou is seen to present Max the dog with a plate of green eggs and ham, which is a nod to the book Green Eggs and Ham, which was written by the same author who wrote How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Dr. Seuss, which I think is absolutely class. I've always been a Dr. Seuss fan, and I loved Green Eggs and Ham and The Lorax when I was younger, as well as How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So yeah, that's a pretty fun fact to know and have in your back pocket for a table quiz or something. So How the Grinch Stole Christmas, it's one of those films that I enjoy when I do watch it, but to be honest, I never really seek it out to watch. Usually I will watch it maybe once in the Christmas season, and then I'll be quite happy to just leave it till the next year again. It's not that I don't like it, it's just, I don't know, like I'm a huge fan of Jim Carrey's comedy style. It's very flamboyant and it's very over the top, and I think it works really, really well for this character. Like, Carrey throws out some incredible one-liners and comments that you would know are not scripted, but it's just the way he's able to throw them out and make them work that is the reason I love his work. But look, it's not one of my favourites, but I'm fully aware that it is for a lot of people, and in some cases, it's actually a family tradition to watch this film at Christmas. So I think it should be given its due, and if you haven't seen it, I would totally recommend it. It's a bit mad. It's really easy entertainment for the entire family. Any age group can watch this. There's a lot of comments that are made by Jim Carrey as the Grinch that a lot of kids, it would just go over their head, but for adults, it would have you cracking up. So look, it's quite funny, and it suits all ages. So in that sense, I would definitely happily recommend it to anyone. So stick the kettle on. It's time for a movie. Have a nice evening, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.